Dear brothers and sisters, Hayyakumullah, to a new session of Ramadan question and answers. And just as an introductory to the topic of today, we'd like to talk about Qiyam al-Layl. Qiyam al-Layl, in which Allah Ta'ala mentioned in His book, as in Surah Al-Furqan, where He Subhanahu wa Ta'ala says, والذين يقومون لربهم سجدا وقياما وهو الذي جعل الليل والنهار خلفة لمن أراد أن يذكر أو أراد شكورا. وعباد الرحمن الذين يمشون على الأرض هونا وإذا خاطبهم الجاهلون قالوا سلاما والذين يبيتون لربهم سجدا وقياما. And those who spend the night in adoration of their Lord, prostrate and standing. And He Subhanahu wa Ta'ala said, as in Surah Al-Dhariyat, إِنَّ الْمُتَّقِينَ فِي جَنَّاتٍ وَعُيُونٍ. As to the righteous, they will be in the midst of the gardens and springs. أَخِذِينَ مَا أَتَاهُمْ رَبُّهُمْ, taking joy in the things which their Lord gives them. إِنَّهُمْ كَانُوا قَبْلَ ذَلِكَ مُحْسِنِينَ. Before then they lived a good life. كَانُوا قَلِيلًا مِنَ اللَّيْلِ مَا يَهْجَعُونَ. They were in the habit of sleeping but little by night. وَبِالْأَسْحَارِ هُمْ يَسْتَغْفِرُونَ. And in the hours of early dawn, they were found praying for forgiveness. And He Subhanahu wa Ta'ala said, as in Surah Al-Sajda, Ayah number 16, تجافى جنوبهم عن المضاجع. Their limbs do forsake their beds of sleep. يدعون ربهم خوفا وطمعا. They call on their Lord in fear and hope. وَمِمَّا رَزَقْنَاهُمْ يُنْفِقُونَ. And they spend in charity out of sustenance which we have bestowed on them. And He Subhanahu wa Ta'ala said, هذه سورة الزمر آية 9، أمن هو قانت آناء الليل ساجدا وقائما. Is one who worships devoutly during the hours of the night, prostrating himself or standing in adoration. يرجو يحذر الآخرة ويرجو رحمة ربه. يحذر الآخرة ويرجو رحمة ربه. Who takes heed of the hereafter and who places his hope in the mercy of his Lord. قل هل يستوي الذين يعلمون والذين لا يعلمون. Say, O Muhammad, are those equal, those who know and those who do not know? إنما يتذكر أولي الألباب. It is those who are endued with understanding that receive illumination. And he subhanahu wa ta'ala said, as in Surah Ali Imran, Ayah 113, لَيْسُ سَوَاءَ. Nay, they, not all of them are alike. من أهل الكتاب أمة قائمة يتلون آيات الله آناء الليل وهم يسجدون. Of the people of the book are a portion that stand for the night that stand for the right, they rehears the signs of Allah and they persuade themselves in adoration. So Allah Ta'ala mentioned the night prayers in many different verses of his book. And it is not only for the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. However, it is even for those who are not the like of the people before us, the people of scripture. The Yahud and Nasara, the Jew and Christians. As what Allah Ta'ala said, as in Surah Al-Imran, the ayah we just decided, Ayah 113, لَيْسُ سَوَاءَ. Nay, not all of them are alike. مِنْ أَهْلِ الْكِتَابِ أُمَّةٌ قَائِمَةٌ يَتْلُونَ آيَاتِ اللَّهِ آنَاءَ اللَّيْلِ وَهُمْ يَسْجُدُونَ. Nay, not all of them are alike of the people of the book, are a portion that stand for the right, they rehears the signs of Allah all night long, and they persuade themselves an adoration. And that is in regard to the people before us. And we all know that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to pray all the night, or almost all the night, standing. And he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam encouraged for this worship the believers, as he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said in the hadith, من قام رمضان إيمانا واحتسابا. غفر له ما تقدم من ذنبه. Whomsoever stands in the night during the month of Ramadan, for the sake of Allah, believing in it as a beloved worship, as a like worship, as a worship that Allah Ta'ala likes, then all of his sins would be forgiven. All of his previous sins would be forgiven. And in the hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi in the hadith reported by Tabarani in his book Al-Mu'jam Al-Kabir, with an authentic narration, he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, يَضْحَكُ اللَّهُ عز وجل إلى رجلين, as in the hadith of Ibn Mas'ud. Allah Ta'ala smiles at two persons. رجل قام في جوف الليل وأهله نياما. A man stands at the middle or at the last third part of the night while his family are sleeping. فتطهر ثم قام يصلي. So he purified himself by making wudu, and he starts praying. فَإِلَيْهِ. So Allah smiled at him, and that means that Allah Ta'ala liked what this man is doing. وَرَجُلٌ لَقِيَ الْعَدُوَّ فَانْهَزَمَ أَصْحَابُهُ وثبت حتى رزقه الله عز وجل اجتهاده. And a man who was in a battle, and his people drawn back from the field of the battle, but he stood firmly, facing the enemies, the kuffar, until he was given the martyrdom, and he was killed as a martyr. Then Allah Ta'ala smiles at him, and that means he likes what he did. So standing in the night for praying for Allah is something liked by Allah. This is the topic of today. May Allah Ta'ala make us from those who stands during the night of Ramadan seeking the reward from Allah, believing in this worship as a great worship which is liked by Allah. And may Allah Ta'ala make us from those who all of their lives give the use of the night in standing and prostrating for their Lord. Wallahu ta'ala a'lam, wa sallallahu wa sallam wa barak ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi. And now to your questions, if you have any. You raise your hand. Shabom, na'am. Shabom says, can I pray the Isha and pray it with the Taraweeh around 11 p.m. as the night are short, and how long after the start of Maghrib does it time expire? Well, the Isha, the best time for Isha is just before midnight. As in the hadith, the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, when they delayed the Isha, he did not come to the masjid and people were waiting until Bilal knocked his door and said, Ya Rasulullah, or Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu anhu, knocked the door and said, Ya Rasulullah, the kids slept and the men are waiting. So he Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam came off and said to them, verily, it wasn't unknown to me that you are waiting. However, this is the best time for Isha, if I'm not going to make it hard for my ummah. That means that he may have commanded the ummah for doing the Isha at that time, but he feels that he may make it difficult for them. So the best time was just before midnight. Midnight is known by knowing the time of Maghrib and time of Fajr. And then you divide all this time by two, so you know the midnight. And to know the last part of the night, you divide the same length of the night by three, so you know the last third part of the night. So if you delay Isha up to that time, if you are a man who doesn't hear the Adhan in where he does not hear the Adhan, or if you are a woman whom coming to the masjid is not obligatory upon, then you better delay Isha to that time. As with the hadith we just mentioned. And they go to the night prayers, the Taraweeh, or what they call it, Qiyamul Layl, or Tahajjud, all these are names for one. It is better to be in the last third part of the night. But if you feel that you sleep and may not awake except by Fajr, then yes, you can pray them at that time. Naam, wallahu a'lam. Ummu Anwar, naam. أم كلثوم. نعم أم كلثوم go ahead. Okay, أم أنور says a sister has told her parents that using the prayer beads is not from the sunnah. Is not from the sunnah. If her parents use the prayer beads and they to make dhikr to Allah, is it permissible to hide the beads and not give them back when they ask for it? Well, first of all, is using the prayer bead a way of worship? Do they believe that using it is a worship, or they just use it to count? To what I understand, that they use it to count. So in this way, we cannot say that this is a bid'ah. But we say it is better not to use them, but to use the finger nuts. As in the hadith, they are going to speak of the times of tasbih. They are going to witness the time of tasbih. And Sheikh Abdul Aziz ibn Baz, rahimahullah ta'ala, was asked about the prayer beads, and he said that it is not bid'ah. And if we go to the usul, we understand that the bid'ah is a way of worship that people do in order to worship Allah with it. Meaning that they believe that if they don't use the prayer bead, their tasbih is not acceptable. Their dhikr is not acceptable. If they believe so, then this is bid'ah. But if they don't believe so, but they just use it as to know the number of times they are doing the dhikr, then this is not bid'ah, but we say they have done which is little bitter. Wallahu ta'ala a'lam. And the ulama have different opinions in that. Some of them go very extreme in that and say that it is bid'ah, and the one who does it is mubtadi', and this, it is generally allowed, permissible. And some say, as I just told you, that if the person believes that using it is a worship, then this is bid'ah. But if they don't believe so, they just use it to know the number of times of tasbih, then this is not bid'ah. And the hadith of Ibn Mas'ud, when he came to the Masjid al-Nabawi and found the people doing tasbih and using these stones to count, and when he said that this is a form of bid'ah, it wasn't because using the stones only, let's say, but it was because they used to have in every circle a chief or a leader who commands them, say la ilaha illallah 100 times, they do that. Say astaghfirullah 100 times, they do that. So that's what in the hadith. Allahu a'lam. Allahu a'lam. And when I say Allahu A'lam, I free myself of that, so no one can come and say, as I know that there are people who are just waiting for anything to say that, oh, he's mubtada. Now, Umar bin Ahmad says, how much is one allowed to interact with their non-Muslim, non-Mahram family members? بارك الله فيكم. Well, this is a very sensitive subject. That when dealing with it, we need to be very careful and well knowledgeable of that, by the meaning that if this interact with the non-Muslim or the non-Mahram, sorry, the non-Mahram family member is within the parameter of dealing with people, by the meaning that she calls her cousins, her cousin, and say, please Ahmed bring me, or yeah, please Ahmed bring me some bread from the bakery shop. This is permissible. No problem with that. Even with the stranger. But if she leans her voice and soften it more than normal, or she exposes something to him, then this is not permissible. And if she sits with him in a place where no one else other than them is available there, then this is also not permissible. But to respond to the salam, or to ask about him if he's sick, to call him and say, sorry about that, may Allah cure you, may Allah reward you, be pleased with the decree of your Lord, like that, this is something permissible, wallahu a'lam. نعم البول نعم السلام عليكم يا شيخنا may Allah preserve you آمين and you too. Two questions please. Now first, can you pray sunnah عصر prayers? I could not because sunnah عصر, if you could not because you came to the masjid and the jama'ah was standing. You mean after Asr? Yes, the Prophet ﷺ had done that, and he prayed them after Asr, as the mother of believers said. Can, a second question, can I get, but it should not be something regular. As he said, it happened accidentally like that, once or like that every other time. Second question, can I give da'wah to my cousin who is a male, I am a female? Yes, but as we said, the parameter of dealing with the non-mahram, you don't be alone, you take someone with you, any of your sisters, or if you have a brother, meaning your brother, then this would be good inshallah ta'ala. And we know that, for example, Karima, one of the narrators or the reporters of Sahih Bukhari, she used to sit and teach the men. Aisha radiallahu anha, Hafsa bint Sirin. But as you said, with the conditions and precaution, wallahu a'lam. Mukhlisa, go ahead. وفيكم بارك الله. مخلص, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. First question, when does the time for Maghrib expired. By the disappearance of the twilight. By the disappearance of the twilight from the west, when the reddish color disappears and replaced by black color, the blackness of the darkness, then this is the time when Maghrib is ended. Second question: is it permissible when you when looking for marriage for a woman to look at more than one brother at a time? First of all, the woman does not ask for marriage. If she looks for, by the meaning of, searching around them without letting them know, so in case if any of them comes to ask her for marriage, she will have an idea of what she talks about. This is permissible. Problem with that. But if it is by the meaning that she accepts the proposal of marriage from more than one, and then she takes the choice or study the case of every one of them, that is not permissible. That is not permissible. As the Prophet ﷺ said, وَلَا يَخْطِبْ عَلَى خِطْوَةِ أَخِيهِ. And no one should propose for marriage if he knows that his brother is proposing the same woman for marriage. Now, and when is the best time to make Salatul Istikhara? When a proposal first comes, or when the man or woman accept the proposal? Now, when the proposal first comes, then you do Salat Istikhara. If Allah Ta'ala knows that this is the best for you, Allah Ta'ala will make it easy for you to continue. If not, it will not go through, Allahu A'lam. Na'am, Bajina. When a person gets the same reward listening to the recitation of the Quran as reading it themselves? No, there is a reward for listening, but it's not like reading. As the Prophet ﷺ said, read or recite the Quran as there is a hasana, a reward, a good deed, a hasana for every letter you recite. Every letter you pronounce. And he said, you recite. Every letter you recite. And he mentioned you. Now, the person feels that they might make mistakes if they read it themselves and the person's vision is not good. Well, the Prophet ﷺ said, الماهر بالقرآن مع الكرام السفر. The one who is good in the recitation of the Quran will come in the day of resurrection with the kiram السفر, that is the angels. He will come with the angels. والذي يقرأ القرآن ويتتعتع فيه وهو عليه شاق فلو أجران. And the one who recites the Quran difficultly and he make mistakes and it is difficult for him to recite and he keeps reciting, he will get double reward. He will get double reward. Allahu A'lam. Now, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. There are people claiming that we pray Fajr early as we are depending on timetable, that what are we to do as we cannot see the sunrise and what to do if the masjid prays according to timetable. Is it best to pray at home or masjid? For men, it is better in the masjid. It is obligatory to be in the masjid. For women, it is better to be at home. But whether it is in the masjid or at home, we have to pray by the time of the prayer. We cannot pray before it. And I don't think that the timetable will have this big difference in time with the original time or the real time of the Fajr. Maybe a few minutes that can be passed while waiting for the Iqama to be raised. But I don't think that they are making a such big difference like, or for example, 20 minutes or like that. I don't think so. But anyway, the Muadzineen should learn how to recognize the real Fajr, real dawn of the prayer, of holding for fasting. And if they cannot see it, as in some of the Scandinavian countries, then they should look to the nearest and adjacent country who can recognize or distinguish the day and night. And then they ask them the approximate time for their Fajr, so they come closer to that. And Allah Ta'ala said, اتقوا الله ما استطعتم لا يكلف الله نفسا إلا وسعا. Allah Ta'ala said, fear Allah as much as you are able to. نعم والله تعالى أعلم. نعم شبنو. Maybe we take this as the last question inshallah today. Shabnam, go ahead. Why? If we cannot determine the twilight due to air pollution, then how long should we consider the Maghrib to be? You mean we wait until Maghrib time is passed? It is about an hour and 20 minutes. It's about an hour and 20 minutes. Maybe something more, something less. It depends on the location where you are. But it is around that. Wallahu a'lam. In some countries, it is even longer. In some countries, it is even longer. And in some countries, it is lesser. Well, you better ask the people in the UK, and you better contact, for example, Masjid Ibn Taymiyyah in Brixton. They will tell you. Well, okay, ask Masjid Ibn Taymiyyah and take their saying, as they are trustworthy, inshallah. وجزاكم الله خيرا والله تعالى أعلم وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه. إن شاء الله we'll see you tomorrow. I'm very sorry for the break. It was a problem with the modem, but alhamdulillah it was solved. May Allah تعالى extend in our lives and spend and make us to spend all this time and الله تعالى. والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Tomorrow at 5 p.m. I cannot do the dars because I have a dars in a masjid far away from my house, so I cannot do the dars there. So maybe it would be better to be at the same time, 12 midnight. I know it is hard for some of you, but what can we do? Yani something better than nothing. And inshallah, some of you like Sister Aisha Kabu may play back the recording. جزاكم الله خير. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته.